Retailers have traditionally measured sales per square foot. It's an easy measurement to make since it relies on point-of-sale data and a known constant, the square footage of the retail space. It's a simple way to compare overall store performance, and part of what makes it useful in that context is that the cost of the space is also calculated on a square foot basis, and size of store drives a number of other cost factors, though on a much less direct basis. So with sales, you have the revenue, and with square foot, you capture something about the opportunity of the store and have at least part of a greatly simplified cost story. With shopper journey measurement and the kind of POS tie I talked about in a previous minute, you can refine that metric into specific areas of the store, all the way down to individual square feet. You can study the sales generated by each and every square foot in the store. But to do that effectively, you have to map merchandise to the store. Suppose, for example, you tracked each square foot of the store and modeled how much shoppers spent if they passed through that square foot. Which parts of the store would have the highest score? Think about it for a minute, and you'll see that the answer isn't very illuminating. The square feet that have the highest score are probably going to be the places where navigation is a funnel, the entry door, and the square feet right before the cash wrap. Since every shopper has to pass through the door, the square feet in the center of the entry likely encompass almost every shopper visit, but are almost completely divorced from any actual sale. The square feet around the cash wrap also see nearly every purchaser, but may or may not be involved in selling anything. So if we really want to make sense of what revenue a part of the store generated, it's not enough to know whether shoppers passed through or by that location. You have to know what was there and then match that to sales. This business of mapping merchandising to space is tricky. It's both a logistical problem driven by day-to-day changes in store setup and the challenges of compliance across the fleet, and a logical problem since merchandise is often positioned in more than one location in the store, and point-of-sale data never differentiates where an individual item came from. Map merchandising to the store, and you can get each merchandising roll-up sales per square foot. But to make this truly interesting, now you need to reintroduce the navigational aspects of the store, because not every square foot of the store is remotely equal in terms of traffic. The sales per square foot of some back corner in the store are never going to look anything like the sales per square foot in a well-positioned area of the store, no matter what merchandise is put back there. Add shopper journey data to the mix, and you can calculate sales per customer opportunity. That's the sales of an item or category divided by the number of shoppers who passed into or by that area that contained the merchandise. Here at last is a powerful measure of performance, one that can be used to drive store layout decisions and the allocation of space. It really is telling you something important about the performance of a part of the store. But as powerful as sales per opportunity is, it too can be further refined by adding measures of dependence. I'll explain how that works in my next minute.